Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
Judge Stephen Hippler presiding.
Be seated. All right, this is CR01243165, State v. Koberger. On behalf of the state, we have Mr. Thompson and Mr. Horwitt. And on behalf of, the defendant is present with counsel, Ms. Taylor, Ms. Massoth, and Ms. Barlow. This is the time set for or at least the public portion of today's hearing is set for the motion to continue the trial filed by the defense. So we'll start with that.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Your Honor, our motion to continue has been filed and is necessary to protect Brian Koberger's rights under the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the State of Idaho. Specifically, a continuance is necessary to protect his due process rights, his rights to a fair trial, his rights to effective assistance of counsel, rights to confrontation, Mr. Koberger's right to present a full defense, and if it should come to it, a fair sentencing hearing and to be free of cruel and unusual punishment. The record of this case spans 2.5 years, and it shows that this request does not come as a surprise. Looking through the history of this case shows that the defense has met challenges and difficulties along the way, but has been dedicated in meeting all of the deadlines. We have talked about the discovery issues in this courtroom before, and that in large part brings us to need a continuance. 68 terabytes of information is a huge amount of information. There have been 23 requests for additional discovery over the span of 2.5 years and 7 motions to compel. When I say that this doesn't come as a surprise, that this comes from the record, I would direct the court to look back to May of 2023 and June of 2023 and our second motion to compel. Included in that was what was known as Exhibit A from the defense, and that depicted how we were receiving discovery. So this is not a new issue. This is something that's been coming up for a long time. We were receiving discovery, but it was such that you would get a file that would say hundreds of photographs, hundreds of pages of reports, each having to be looked at individually to know what was there and then organized. This case has also faced unique issues, starting with the media coverage of this high-profile case, non-dissemination orders that were addressed in courts, and then the grand jury materials that we had to fight to get access to before we could properly challenge the grand jury indictment. We faced issues with discovery, particularly with the IgG materials. We spent a great deal of time trying to get access to those materials. Those were ultimately what we could get, was ultimately presented in a motion to suppress, and that's preserved should there be a conviction in this case. We faced venue issues in this case, culminating in the change of venue and bringing us to Ada County. At the first hearing in this courtroom, we discussed the discovery issues and not having read everything and being ready with a full investigation in this case. That was apparent through our motions to strike the death penalty, our motions to compel expert disclosures filed in September and December of 2024, and requests for more time to file our motions in limine that was granted in January of 2025. Throughout the course of the motions in limine and then a motion to strike death based on discovery issues in February and March of this year, the record is replete with notice that we are not prepared to go to trial in this case. The discovery is vast and we have not had a chance to review it all. That we met deadlines for experts shows our dedication to comply with court orders. It does not depict effective counsel ready to go to trial on this case. We would submit that it's the court's responsibility to assess this motion to continue with heightened due process that's required in death penalty cases. The death penalty case is different. That comes from Ford versus Wainwright at 477 U.S. 399 at 411. The court must be sensitive to safeguard every avenue of due process. The Idaho Supreme Court said the qualitative difference between death and other penalties calls for a greater degree of reliability when death is imposed, and that comes from State versus Creech, 105 Idaho 362 at 383. Looking at all of the constitutional rights Mr. Koberger has, effective assistance of counsel really becomes the crux of how all of these other rights are covered for Mr. Koberger. An effective assistance of counsel applies both to the merits phase and the penalty phase of a death penalty case. The courts are guided, and counsel's guided, by the American Bar Association guidelines on capital cases. Wiggins versus Smith, 539 U.S. 510 at 524, said the ABA guidelines are guides to determine what is reasonable. And that's talking about reasonable performance by defense counsel in a capital case. The Ninth Circuit in Andrews versus Davis at 944 F3D 1092 at 1109 relies on the ABA guidelines as the proper measure to test an attorney's investigation. In Idaho, our public defender statutes reference the ABA guidelines as applying to indigent defense. These apply to the full investigation of the merits phase and require us to raise all legal claims. They require us to perform a background on all witnesses that might be called, especially those being called by the state. That means that we have to review all discovery to be able to present a full defense for Mr. Koberger. We cannot present what we are not aware of. I would note for the court that discovery has been ongoing. I received discovery just this week. It is discovery that I have not reviewed yet. Considering what's required at a penalty phase in a capital case, we're required to perform in a way that the jury can carry out their function of individualized sentencing. That means that Mr. Koberger's background has to be known and investigated and ready to present to the jurors. Evidence of his character has to be known and ready to present to the jurors, and his circumstances have to be known and ready to present to the jurors. That's addressed in the Woodson case and in the Lockett case. The jury must have the opportunity to consider all evidence that may weigh against the death penalty, and that means anything from his life history. It is the duty of the defense to find and investigate all mitigating information. We do have several experts that would be ready for the mitigation portion of the case should the case reach that phase, and they rely on understanding family history and Mr. Koberger's own history. They can only understand what they've been presented, and the investigation to fully evaluate needs to be thorough. That means that records have to be collected. That means that interviews, collateral interviews have to be done, and those have not all been completed. And it's not because of a lack of diligence in this case. Further, when things that are noted as red flags arise, those things must be investigated. Red flags aren't fanciful ideas of what else could we do in this case. There are real things that come up in the course of the investigation, and whether or not they're important to mitigation and presentation for a jury's consideration requires time to investigate and collect records. Documentation is very important. The court's aware that red flags have come up and they require further investigation. Those are issues that may mean a lot to the experts that would be ready to testify, but they can't be presented until there's a full investigation. They are things that might change the course of the evaluation or might require us to have an additional expert to help explain certain circumstances. And that's important for the individualized sentencing that's required by the Constitution. Your Honor, there have been numerous challenges with gathering records and interviewing collateral witnesses. I know the court is aware of some of those particular issues. I'm not going to highlight them now, but it's imperative that we be able to collect records and conduct interviews from other family members besides just Mr. Koberger and his parents. And it's also imperative that his history be complete with educational records, medical records, and those things are still being done to this day. The other reason that a continuance is appropriate in this case is based on the media coverage, the Dateline issue that has been talked about in this courtroom before, and what's yet to come. The Dateline episode wasn't just a one-time deal back in May. That continues to be talked about. Everything that happens in this case continues to be talked about, and this court has a duty, a responsibility to make sure that Mr. Koberger receives a fair trial. That comes from Shepard versus Maxwell, 384 U.S. 333. And a continuance may be the way that the court can best protect Mr. Koberger. That comes from Patton versus Yount, 467 U.S. 1025. In addition to what is going on with what happened with the Dateline episode, that's not all. There's a book set to be released just a few weeks from now to be followed by a docuseries on Amazon Prime. There's a claim that there's inside sources that provide information in this case. At the very least, the moment we start attempting to select a jury in this case, those things are going to be on everybody's TV, everybody's social media feed, and some of the very witnesses that will be expected to testify will be taking part in the docuseries, at least, and maybe noted in the book. That is, in and of itself, an exceptional reason for us to have a continuance to let those things play out for a while. I would also note, Your Honor, that jury selection is going to be particularly challenged and will need a great deal of time. based on what's happened in the media and continues to happen. Your Honor, our request is for a continuance in this matter to allow us to be effective and perform our constitutional duty for Mr. Koberger to protect his constitutional rights, to make sure that we have fully investigated all mitigating circumstances so the jury, if it comes to it, can perform their individualized sentencing, judgment, and function, and to allow some space between what's recently happened in the media. Thank you.
May I, Your Honor?
Of course.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think, address Ms. Taylor's arguments sort of in the reverse order in which she raised the issues that she raised. I want to begin, though, by bringing us and the court back to what the standard is for this motion to continue as opposed to what might happen after a conviction with respect to ineffective assistance of counsel. Right now, the standard is whether denying a continuance would violate the defendant's rights by causing unfair prejudice. And that is an objective standard that the court has, and the court has discretion on all motions to continue, including a motion to continue in a case such as this that involves the death penalty. What the defendant and counsel are asking the court to do is delay this trial because of their subjective, prospective beliefs about how an ineffective assistance of counsel evaluation would happen by an appeals court if there is a conviction. What this court should do is use its discretion and look at the objective record. The record supports denying the motion based on what the defense has been doing, continues to do, and will continue to do through the mitigation phase until the penalty phase, including presenting mitigation evidence that the jury will ultimately decide about if there is a conviction. The lens that the court should look at is well stated, through which the court should look at this motion is well stated in some Idaho case law and others. And if I can turn on the Elmo, do I need to hit this button, Your Honor?
And clerk needs to switch it over.
Okay, thank you.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.